Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. When you need a certain partnership to drive your business forward, say yes to Ulster Bank. Ulster Bank, help for what matters.
Christmas should be a time of joy. For some, though, it can be a time of fear. Today, Women's Aid is warning that women who experience domestic abuse suffer more frequent and at times more severe abuse from their partners during the festive period. Margaret Martin is Director of Women's Aid, and before we came on air, she told me why domestic abuse can be more prevalent at Christmas.
I suppose there's a lot of things that actually feed into it, because I think even for those of us who are in relationships that are very healthy and very happy, it's a time when there's heightened expectations. There's this pressure to be the perfect family, to have this perfect meal, to have this perfect day with everything going really well. So if you're in an abusive relationship, that I think there's a couple of things about that. One is that the difference between this kind of idealized version of what a family is and what your reality is even more stark at that time of year. One of the other things around Christmas is we have a drinking culture in Ireland, and I think one of the things that we would probably do as Irish people is offer somebody a drink when they come in. And the problem is that when you're talking about an abusive situation, we know from a lot of research that where women have abusive partners and there's drink involved, that women will have a much higher level of frequency in relation to the level of physical and sexual abuse that they experience. Even if you look at women who are being abused by partners who don't drink regularly and those who do drink and drink to excess, those women whose partners drink to excess, they are at a 4.5 times higher level of abuse from both sexual and physical abuse. So those things tend to all come into, as you say, this kind of perfect storm around Christmas.
And in the main, Margaret, is it already abusive relationships where you see this heightened abuse or more severe abuse at Christmas? Or do you sometimes come across cases where there hasn't been a history of abuse and suddenly at Christmas it comes to the fore?
It would be very rare, to be honest, if there was something like that. What we would sometimes see is that very often there will have been a period of time where the abuse has been mostly psychological, and it may then escalate into being physical abuse as well. For some women, the physical abuse may start very, very early. It may even be the night after they're married, or it may be even that they got involved in the relationship at a very early point, particularly when they got very involved very early when they were very young with their partner and have stayed with that partner. But certainly, you know, there can be points at which it just seems that I think women will say that they know that it's more likely to happen. They, as I've already mentioned, the whole thing about alcohol. But I think a lot of women will know what their partners are like. They know as well that if there is something coming up, if there's football coming up, if there's something he's going to get upset about, if there's something that he doesn't want the family coming over, that he's been trying to keep her isolated from her family and her family come over at Christmas, those things can really set things off. And as I said, sometimes in that mix then things do escalate and the abuse is much more severe.
Is it possible to have proper protection and real safety planning? What do you do?
It is, absolutely. Absolutely. I can say that so fulsomely, because there are so many women that we know who have moved out of relationships that are in a very different space. Their confidence was restored. Their children are much happier. They're living a much freer, more full life. Definitely that can happen. For a lot of women, unfortunately, that can take a long time. There's a number of steps that they need to take along the way, and there's a number of pieces that need to be in place for them to do that. I mean, we're all aware of the classic story of Christmas is about homelessness, about having no place to go. That feeds in hugely to what the choices are facing women at the moment. So many women are terrified of ending up homeless. There's an awful lot of women who contact us because the rent supplement was capped until recently, and I'm glad to see that at least that's been looked at. We're in a situation where they were losing their accommodation, where it was rented accommodation, and they were sleeping in cars. And I mean, that's an extremely difficult situation to be in.
And Margaret, for women who are not prepared to perhaps to take that ultimate step, which can be very difficult, and for women who are worried about their children, and Christmas is a very intense time for them, what are the options open to them?
I think one of the first things to do is, I mean, one of the things that we find is that women will very often tell us how it makes such a difference to be able to talk freely about what's happening. Even for women who maybe have started to talk to their family and friends, they're able to talk to a free confidential service. and just talk about exactly what's happening there, because the person isn't going to be shocked, they're not going to judge them, they don't know anything about them, there's no other relationship, so they can use that space for support. We also know for about a third of women, they've never told anybody. And that's very often the first step, is to start to make sense of it, to look at what the options are, whether that's legal protection, whether it's about safety planning, whether it's about, you know, just managing things in a way that you develop a safety plan. All of those things are available at the end of a phone, at the end of Women's Aid Helpline, and we're also a point of referral for services all the way throughout the rest of the country.
And for women who need to run, and they need to run quickly with their children, they're not prepared to go to their family members, what is the situation now with the emergency refuges? Have we enough of them? Are they open and available to them?
They are open and available in the best way that they can, but the sad reality is that women are being turned away all the time because of lack of space. And that's just a really harsh reality in Ireland. And I think we could certainly look at other ways to do things, but we need to make the routes out of abusive situations much more effective and much safer in order to be able to ensure that children are safe, that women are safe, and that this is not a repeating thing. As you said at the very beginning of this interview, here we are again.
And you operate a helpline for women. Is that helpline available to women on Christmas Eve, on Christmas
Day? It's available every single day except for Christmas Day, and it's available from 10 in the morning till 10 in the evening. And as I said, it's a free phone number and it's confidential. It's 1-800-341-900.
And in the absence of your helpline being available, would you always recommend to women, get out of a dangerous situation, contact the Gardaí?
I would suggest, yes, definitely, if you're in a dangerous situation, always contact the Gardaí, ring 999 or 112. It certainly is really important that you get the protection that you need.
Now, the Oireachtas Committee on Justice, Defence and Equality has recommended, and are these issues you support, that domestic violence be made a crime in its own right. Would that make a difference?
It really depends how that would pan out. I mean, I think one of the things that the message that sends out is that domestic violence is taken more seriously. And I think what the concern is for people who've been working in the area of domestic violence is very often it's minimised. We know with the recent Garda Inspectorate report, very often the crimes are actually downgraded. My concern would be is that for an awful lot of the women that we're dealing with, they need protection immediately. This, I presume, would run in parallel to the current civil protections that are there. We also know, I think a lot of the things that are happening is that the courts run on parallel tracks and sometimes don't seem to meet up at all. The criminal court and the civil court need to be connecting up. Sometimes we will have a case before a woman who's looking for an order, there may be a criminal charge pending. Those things take much longer than in the civil courts, in the family courts. But the judge doesn't even get time to look at what's there or is too busy because the caseloads are huge at the moment. You know, that's one of the big worries, is that the whole area of family law is under-resourced. I was really pleased to see the commitment to a new court, but there needs to be a whole new approach about safety and about risk assessment for both women and children and victims of domestic violence.
And that was Margaret Martin, the Director of Women's Aid. That phone number again, the Women's Aid free phone helpline, 1-800-341-900. And you'll find a full list of helplines for those affected by domestic or sexual abuse on the website cosc.ie. That's COSC.ie.